Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, Thanksgiving is this Thursday. A lot of things surrounding Thanksgiving. Of course, you have the night before, one of the biggest nights out of the year. The day after, one of the biggest shopping days of the year. But on Thanksgiving, of course, it's all about the food. And if you're like me and you're a healthy eater, you're thinking to yourself, how can I enjoy Thanksgiving without overindulging, without actually turning into the turkey? Well, here to talk about that, Daniel Radinsky. He's over at the Sacking Complex and is a weight loss expert based in New York City. Daniel, thank you so much for checking in here with the Ralphie Radio Show.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanksgiving this Thursday. What are some of your tips so that we can eat the turkey without turning into it? I love saying that, by the way.
Very simple. First of all, enjoy the meal before the Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
That way, keep yourself a little fuller.
So don't go into Thanksgiving on an empty stomach.
Absolutely not, because that bird just looks delicious.
It does.
Also, keep yourself hydrated. Drink a lot of liquids right before. So basically, do anything and everything possible that when you sit down for the Thanksgiving dinner and enjoy the wonderful family time, you don't end up stuffing yourself, because the rule to healthy and long living is don't overeat.
When you say stay hydrated, of course, you're talking about water, non-alcoholic beverages?
Water, tea, because, well, alcohol, be careful with that, because that actually is something that dehydrates you.
Ah, okay.
You know, even though there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of it in moderation, obviously, for Thanksgiving you do, dry red wine is absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
To help yourself from accumulating the fat. You know, that's also very important. And most importantly, stay away from the carbs.
That's a tough one on Thanksgiving because, I mean, you got, you know, obviously the biggest thing probably being stuffing that's in the turkey that everybody likes to indulge in. And then there's everybody else has their own little dishes as well. So how do you even begin to stay away from the carbs on Thanksgiving?
Well, you think about it in a simple way. Yes, it's all about carbs on Thanksgiving and in the poultry. So what do? You know, if you're having the stuffing, why have it with the bread? Put away the bread. Put aside the bread. Maybe have it separately. You know, and obviously also, let's not forget that fruits and vegetables are a big part of Thanksgiving as well.
Well, my mom likes to make a green bean casserole. She's a big fan of that. I know we do like some carrots sometime as well. That, like, stuff like that, I would imagine, is definitely on your list here.
Everything you just mentioned is wonderful. But you also, let's not forget about the seasonal fruits and vegetables, which have the most benefit for you. And the seasonal vegetable right now is the pumpkin.
Great point as well.
And just by taking pumpkin, baking it, and mixing it, pureeing it with some honey. Delicious.
Daniel Radinsky from the Sacking Complex, weight loss expert here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're talking about turkey without the turkey chin gain on Thanksgiving. Any preferred activity maybe before Thanksgiving?
You know what? Not before Thanksgiving, but actually after. It's always good to have a nice long walk after you indulge in something.
Hopefully the weather cooperates for that nice long walk. How about that?
For me, any weather works for a walk.
Okay, yeah, fair. Exactly. If it's a little colder, I guess on Thanksgiving, you got to bundle up. But
that's
some
right.
Great tips. We'll podcast this full chat and some of those tips as well on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Daniel Radinsky from the Sacking Complex, thank you so much for the knowledge and have a happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Thank you. Gobble, gobble.